Okay, so just to summarize where we were. So if we look back at the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said as follows. There were three things that Rav Gamliel would do. Like Beis Shammai, it would be stringent on Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. And then the ensuing Gemara analyzes the three of them. So the first one was, Ein tomnin esachamen lichadchila biyomtov. You aren't allowed to insulate food lichadchila biyomtov, whatever that means. So if you skip now to the Gemara, right, this was number one, so the Gemara picks up on this. The Gemara says, Heichidami, what was the case? In what case did we say that Rav Gamliel would not do hatmana, right? He wouldn't insulate the food. So we have two possibilities. Id anach erev tavshilen. If it's a case where he made an erev tavshilen, so then my time is Beis Shammai. Why would Beis Shammai not allow you to do hatmana? If you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos once you made erev tavshilen, you're allowed to bake on Shabbat, on Yom Tov for Shabbos once you made an erev tavshilen. So there's no reason you shouldn't insulate your food, which is a lesser iser, if anything. So why wouldn't you be allowed to do it? V'idelo anach erev tavshilen, and if the case is where you didn't set an erev tavshilen, so the implication of the Mishnah was only Beis Shammai didn't allow you to do hatmana, didn't allow you to insulate your food from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but if you didn't have an erev tavshilen at all, my time at the Beis Hillel, then why would Beis Hillel allow it? So, Amrav Huna, so possibility one in the Gemara was, la'olam emelacha shalo haniach eruvei tavshilen. So possibility one is that it's a case where you didn't set up an Erev Tavshilin. So why should it be permitted to do anything from Yom Tov to Shabbos? You don't have an Erev. So the Gemara says, Kedei Chayev Sharu Le'Rabbanan. There's a special dispensation that even though normally you have to set aside an Erev Tavshilin to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, if you don't, so you're allowed to cook bare minimums. Kedei Chayev. V'Rav Huna L'Taimei. And this is the position of Rav Huna, Dom Rav Huna, Mishalo Haniach Eruv Tavshilin. That who holds that if someone doesn't set aside an Erov, ofen lo pas achas, umavashen lo kadir achas, umadlikin lo es haner, he's allowed to bake one loaf of bread, he's allowed to cook one dish, and he's allowed to light a candle. Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak Amru, Rabbi Yitzchak Ed, it's aftzol lo da'akata, and he's even allowed to have a little fish, and tani nami hachi, there's a brisa like that, that mishan lo aniach eruve tavshilin, if you don't set aside an Erov, still, ofen lo pas achas, v'tomen lo kadir achas, umadlikin lo es haner, you're allowed to bake one loaf of bread. You're allowed to insulate one food. You're allowed to light a candle. Mechamen lo kiton echad. You're allowed to heat up one thing of water. V'yeshom rav tal lo da katan. And some say you can even fry a fish. Rav Amar. So this is possibility one, right? That we're talking about a case where you didn't set up an Erev Tavshila, and the Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is not about Hatmana specifically. It's about anything. When you don't set an Erev Tavshila, are you allowed to prepare for Shabbos at all? Beis Shammai holds you're not. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to prepare bare minimums. That's possibility one. How are you doing? Do we have one more? Yeah, we still have one more source sheet. Okay. So that's possibility one. Then the Gemara says possibility two. Rava Amar Le'olam Sheheniach. Rava said, no, the case is where you did set an Erev Tavshilin, so why should you not be allowed to do Hatmana? You're allowed to cook when you make an Erev Tavshilin, so why shouldn't you be able to insulate food? So the answer is, look, cooking, you're allowed to cook because it's not clear that it's for Shabbos. It might be for Yom Tov, as we already saw with Hoil. The shiny hatmana, the mucha milsa da daita, the shabsa kavit. Hatmana is worse than cooking. Even though it's a lesser iser, it's worse for the purpose of Erev Tavshilin, because insulating, right, cooking, you do for now. You might eat it on Yom Tov, you might wait for Shabbos, but insulating you only ever do for later. You don't insulate food you're about to eat, you insulate food because you're planning eating later, which means if you insulate food on Yom Tov, it's clear it's for Shabbos, so it's actually worse. So possibility one is they're not arguing about Hatmana at all. They're arguing about all malachos for food. Are you allowed to do anything when you didn't set an Erev Tavshilin? Beis Shammai says no, Beis Hillel says yes. Possibility two is no. Even when you make an Erev Tavshilin, Beis Hillel says that allows you to do everything, including insulate food. And Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to insulate food because it's evident that it's for Shabbos. So Eis Abaye challenged this and said, Chananya Omer, Beis Shammai Omer, Inu and Lufan Lo Elam Ken Erev Bepas, Vein Mavash Elam Ken Erev Betavshil, Vein Tomnen Elam Ken Hayu Locham, and Tmunim Erev Yom Tov. How can you say that Beis Shammai would not allow you to insulate? But we have an explicit price, we have a specific position of Chananya, that Beis Shammai says that you are allowed to du hatmana on Yom Tov, as long as you insulated water as part of your Erev Tavshilin. And he only says, unlike Beis Hillel, that it's not sufficient to have one cooked food. You need a food per act that you're doing for Yom Tov. So if you're cooking, you need to make an Erev Tavshilin with the cooked food. Baking, you need a baked food. Insulating, you need insulated water or insulated food or whatever. But you are allowed to do it. But ha'hayu lo cham and tmunin mi'avid, if you have insulated water, then you are allowed to use it. So v'afo gavna mucha milta da daite Shabbos kavid, even though it's evident that it's for Shabbos. So elo amar Abaye. So Abaye says, possibility three is kagon sh'irav lazev elo yir lazev v'chanani hi v'aliv v'deve shamay. It's a third machlokes. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue, when you make an Erev Tavshilin, do you need to have a food per malacha that you want to do? If you want to cook, you need to have a cooked food. If you want to bake, you need a baked food. If you want to insulate, you have to have an insulated food. Because Shammai says yes, and therefore, let's say someone made an Erev Tavshilin with an egg and a piece of bread, so you would be allowed to cook and bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but you couldn't insulate your water for tea. And Beis Hillel would say, once you have one cooked food, then it's sufficient. So we have three possible ways of understanding this machlokas. Now, either possibility one, they're arguing about, in general, when you forget to make an Erev, are you allowed to cook your basic needs? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Two is, even when you make an Erev Tavshilin, are you allowed to do acts that are clearly for Shabbos? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Or the third possibility is, do you need a representative type of food for each act you're going to do? Beis Shammai says yes. Beis Hillel says no. Therefore, even if you don't insulate food, as part of your Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to insulate food for Shabbos. So those are the three positions in the Gemara. So just to summarize what we did last week quickly, there's a few issues to tackle in the Gemara. So what we tackled last week was, one is the question of Kedei Chayav, right? On Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara had said that if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin, so what you do is you give your food to somebody else and you let them cook for you. And the Gemara has a whole question: do you need to give it to somebody else, or can they cook when it still belongs to you? Right? Is it that your food becomes usur and therefore it needs to be theirs before they're allowed to cook, or are you just can't cook but someone else could cook for you? And the Gemara has that whole discussion, but it never brings up the possibility that when you forget an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to cook. So, question one that the Rishonim asked is: do we or do we not paskin like this Gemara? Because they seem to be in tension. The Gemara in Yud Zayin says, if you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin, so have somebody else cook for you. This Gemara says, if you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to make the minimal food yourself. So, we saw that one possibility is that we paskin both. The reason you have both halachos is, you're only allowed to cook basic food, but let's say you want a lavish meal, you want a real Shabbos meal, so then you have no solution except to ask somebody else. So it's two levels. If you want to just cook basics, fine, just cook basics. If you don't want to cook basics, you want a real meal, then you need somebody else. Possibility two is, no, the Gemara is actually argue, right? Either you paskin, you have to give it to somebody else, or you paskin, you're allowed to cook the bare minimums on Shabbos, one or the other. The Rif, for example, does not quote our Gemara, which several Rishonim therefore derive that the Rif just didn't paskin like our Gemara. He chose Daf Yud Zayin over our Gemara. That if you don't have an Erev Tavshilin, someone else has to cook for you. You can't cook basics at all. Now, we asked last week, why would you say one way or the other? So we noted just a few possibilities. One possibility is the question of what is, that this is goes back to our original machlokas at the beginning of the perek, what is the purpose of an Erev Tavshilin? So there's two positions. One position is the purpose of an Erev Tavshilin is to make sure that you set aside food for Shabbos, right? Because we don't want you to get too caught up in your Yom Tov food. So what we do is we say, set aside food for Shabbos already from Erev Yom Tov, and then you'll be allowed to cook for Shabbos. The other position is, we want to emphasize how chamur it is to not cook on Yom Tov. And if we tell you you aren't even allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you'll know you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Chol. So some of the Acharonim said, well, back to the machlokas here. If you think the purpose of Erev Tavshilin is to make sure you cook food for Shabbos, so if you forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, we have to come up with some solution that's going to let you have something for Shabbos. If the whole point of Erev Tavshilin was l'kavod Shabbos, we can't allow the chiv of Erev Tavshilin to eliminate your kavod Shabbos. if you think that the purpose of Erev Tavshilin was Kavod Yom Tov, was to emphasize when you don't prepare, when you don't make an Erev from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you aren't allowed to cook, which shows you that you aren't allowed to cook from Yom Tov to anything else, so then yeah, it's possible Shabbos would suffer if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and therefore there is no such heter of Kedei Chayev. A second possibility in the Achronim was, is the prohibition of, which is related to this, is cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos Aser Midaraisa or Midarabanan, which is a Machlokas in Psachim, if it's an Aser D'Araisa, without an Erev Tavshilin, so then we're going to Aser it. If it's Aser Midarabanan, not, which is related to the question of whether the reason you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is only because of Hoel, or because it's fundamentally Mutter. So that was what we saw last week. The last point we'd raised there was when the Gemara says you can bake, if we paskin kedei chayev, the Gemara says you're allowed to bake one loaf of bread. Why don't we say you can bake two loaves of bread? You need lecha mishnah, which according to the Taz is a chiv d'araisa. So you have two possibilities. Either we do allow you, one loaf of bread really means minimum, which is two, or we only allow you to cook for enough food to eat, but not for mitzvos, because, you know, you could borrow the second loaf from somebody, right? Just go to somebody and say, can I borrow a loaf for a second to make lecha mishnah or something like that. Okay, we've seen a small machlokas. What is hatmana here, right? Is it, there's two types of hatmana. There's hatmana, which is mosif hevel, right, where you quote-unquote insulate things in, like, embers, or hatmana she'ina mosif hevel, and we saw that's a machlokas achronim. Now we come to the last point, and this is what's new, is this question of madlik and lo haner. So, there's really two questions to ask here. The first question here is that, according to the third position in our Gemara, the Gemara outlines the following machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, how many foods do you need for an Erev Tavshilin? Simple pshat of the Gemara, one. An Erev Tavshilin is simply a food. Once you've made a food for Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to do hatmana, you're allowed to do everything. You don't need to do, right? You don't need a cooked food to cook, a baked food to bake, and an insulated food to insulate. You just need a food, and that's it. Beis Shammai says you need representative foods of cooking, of baking, of insulating, of lighting candles. Everything you want to do, you got to do something representative. So we noted that the Gemara hints to this machlokas already earlier, and we noted at the time that the simplest way to understand this machlokas is to go back to one of our first questions: what is Erev Tavshilin? Right, so there's two ways of understanding an Erev Tavshilin. One is that an Erev Tavshilin is simply, as the Rambam says, a heker. It's a reminder to that you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that you have to prepare food for Shabbos. If it's just a reminder, so how many foods do you need to be allowed to cook? One. Wait, once you have a reminder, you're reminded. The other way of understanding Erev is the way the Ravid understands it, that Erev means that I am Ma'arev Bishol B'Yom Tov Shabbos, meaning I start the process now. That if I start the process of cooking for Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, so I'm allowed to continue it into Yom Tov itself. If you think that the way Erev works is it's as if I started cooking Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos, so then you can at least entertain the possibility that you need to start every process. If I'm going to cook, then I got to start cooking. If I'm going to bake, I got to start baking. If I'm going to insulate, I got to start insulating. Now, the simple pshat, therefore, is we paskin like Beis Hillel, and therefore, what do you need for an Erev Tavshilin? One cooked food. However, as we know, what is our minhag? Our minhag is a cooked food and a baked food. Now, how did we get to that? So, Tosus had said at the time, but I reproduced it here, the Mordechai comments here, in 11, he writes, Bahag pasik, diboya pas vitavshil, vechein pasik rabbeinu tam, the Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Shimon Mifalez. Don't try reading that in Hebrew. It's Falez, right? Or however you pronounce it in French. But what? Please. Right, please, exactly. It's like yeah, like the Re of Orleans, which you should be able to read, but, you know, Orleanish, exactly, Orleanish. So this is Shimon of Falez, who is not so well known. The only thing people know about Rav Shimon of Falej is a poem he wrote, which they don't even realize is a poem he wrote, which is Chasal Sidur Pesach Kil Chato, is a poem of Rav Shimon of Falej, quoted in the Ur Zaruah, which was meant to be said not on the Seder, but on Shabbos HaGadol, It is a long poem telling you the halachos of the Seder. And chasal Seder Pesach kil chaso is not we finish the Seder. It's we've now learned the halachos of the Seder so that you can go do it in a few days when it is the Seder. We took the last line of it and turned it into Nirtza rather than an introduction to the Seder, but fine. That's Rav Shimon HaFalej. So, the Bahag, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rav Yaakov Bar Shimon HaFalej, V'riva, V'riba, V'hu, is there all of them paskind? That you need both a pas and a tavshil. And they read our Gemara very minimalistically. Meaning, a simple pshat of our Gemara is, the machlokes b'shel b'shamai is you need one food or one food per act. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Beis Hill agrees that if you want to cook, you need cooked food, and if you want to bake, you need baked food. And how does he prove it? From Daf Tezvav, Ein Vashlan Ela Ala Mevushal, Ein Ofen Ela Ala Ha'afui. That in order to bake, you need a bake. In order to cook, you need a cook. The machlokes Beis Hill Beis Shammai is not whether you need a representative food. It's whether for subsidiary acts like Hatmana, right, which is not really, right, which is a step below cooking or a step below baking, do you also need a representative item for those? Or do they get subsumed into baking and cooking? But everyone agrees that baking and cooking need their own tavshilim. And the minug is to do what Rabbeinu Tam said. However, as the Mishnah Berurah notes, that's only lechatchila. B'di'eved, if you only set aside an egg or whatever, you've set aside fish or whatever you use for tefillin, and you didn't set aside a baked food, that would be fine also. It's only lechatchila, not the other way around. You can't get away with the baked food, right? Because the ikar tefillin is cooked. But then the Mordechai Kindin is viriva, viribar Yehuda perishu, the hadam rabbi lo shana lo tafshil of a pas lo, hani mi levashel lo lefos boi pas. Sorry, and they explain, what does it mean that you only need a tafshil? This was from Daf Yud Zayin. It doesn't mean you only need a tafshil, it means you only need a tafshil to cook, but you need bread to bake. V'o derava lo asa lafuke mi dechananya. Rava, who says you only need a cooked food, is not saying you need a cooked food and not a baked food. It's saying you need a cooked food and a baked food and not an insulated food. Right, it's coming to tell you we don't pass in like Chananya. The Amr Lebe Shammai, Ein Tom Nesachan Elakin Hayul Chamen Chamun Tmunin Mir Yom Tov Kamashvon De Loboy Chamen. It's telling you don't need insulated food of a Baha Kaimel Kavazeh. We do agree with him. Dein Ofen El Alafui Ven Vashan El Mavushal. That you need a cooked food for cooking and baked food for baking. V'am Nagulomar Lafui Lavashul Etmunin Aladluke. And he said, our minugs, in fact, well, we don't have all these foods. We do at least delineate all of them in our, right, in our Eruv, right? Baha'i Eruva, Sharlana Le, Adluk Lafuya, Latmuni, Ladluka Shraga, right? To cook, bake, insulate like candles, etc. Okay. The second point here is, okay, but what is this Madlik and Lois Haner thing, right? Do you, in fact, let's say you didn't set an Erev Tavshilin. So, fine. We've already seen, if you don't set an Erev Tavshilin, you can't cook, or maybe you can cook the Chayev. But here, we also have this sort of thing we've never seen before, which is Madlikin Lois Haner. Right? That Chananya says, if you want to light a candle, you got to set aside a candle. So the Rishonim all ask, well, wait a second. Let's say I didn't set an Erev Tavshilin. For whatever reason, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. I'm not cooking. Right, I'm eating all my meals out. I don't need to cook. But I need to light Yantiv candles. Am I not allowed to light candles for Yantiv without Erev Tavshilin? Right, the fact that the Gemara says, La'adluke, right, Madlikin lo ner, according to Chananya, so does that, right? So I understand, we don't paskin like Chananya. So as long as you make an Erev Tavshilin with a cooked food, you're allowed to light candles. But does that, we don't need to light a separate candle for the Eruv. But does that imply if I didn't light a candle for my Erev Tavshilin, that I can't light candles? I mean, that would be very, right, strange, especially since, the whole idea
what
of making...
a candle for Shabbos? What? We're talking about Erev Shabbos?
Yeah.
But how would you light it?
I guess you would have had to, right, meaning, according to Chananya, you'd have to, like, light a yahrzeit candle. That's really what you'd have to do, right? You have to light a yahrzeit candle, which would last for 3 days or whatever, and that would be how you'd be able to do it. But the question we should say is, okay, Naniach, we don't paskin like Chananya. So if you didn't, you don't have to include in your Erev Tavshilin a candle. But let's say you don't make an Erev Tavshilin because you need a cook. Am I not allowed to light Yontif candles? Meaning, let's say I'm eating all meals out. I don't want to cook. But I still want to light Yontif candles. Does that mean I have to make an Erev Tavshilin? Right, we already saw there's a machlokist. You have to make an erev tavshilin when you're not going to cook. But that, let's say you don't have to, right? Let's say it's only a matir, like all the achronim who say, if you're not going to cook, you don't need to make an erev tavshilin. But what if you're going to light candles? Do I need an erev tavshilin over candles or not?
Is he talking lighting candles for the oven, or is he talking lighting candles
for Shabbos? He's talking lighting candles, like lighting candles for Shabbos.
So what's the connection, though?
So that's the question that everybody asked. So why would you say, why would it be strange if you said you do need it? Because all the other parts of Erev Tav Shilin are about the meal.
Yeah.
What be dumb? Right, exactly. Madlikin Lavas and Air, why should I need an Erev Tav Shilin? Meaning...
That's why I would think that it's connected to cooking and baking and...
Right, so maybe it's talking about that, but it sounds simply like you're lighting a candle. And this is the question that Rishonim really were bothered by. I mean, what is the implication of this Gemara at all? So you look at Tosfos, right? This is not on the source sheet. It's in the Gemara, but yeah. So you look at Tosfos, Madlikin Lo Ner. So Tosfos notes, Mikan Mashma Shetarach Lahaske Revirchas Eruv Tavshilin Yehi Sharei Livvashulei Lafuye Udla Adluke. The implication here is that even though we don't make you set aside a candle as part of Eruv Tavshilin, it is part of the Eruv. Meaning, and therefore, when you say the bracha, you should say Bahai Eruv Yehi Sharei Livvashulei Lafuye Adluke, that I'm allowed to light. The Imbishvil Hadlaka Lohisnan. If I didn't. It sounds like I shouldn't be allowed to rock near Echad. Maybe I could light one candle, k'dei chayav. It sounds like, but if I don't make an Erev Tavshilin, I can't light candles. Right? So Tosfos has two assumptions here, which are both surprising. Right? One is that you need an Erev Tavshilin to light a candle. And two, even though we don't pass on like Hananya, so you don't have to light a candle as part of your Erev Tavshilin, he thinks that if I don't articulate in my setting aside of the Eruv that it's allowing me to light candles, that it's Usur. Right? Those are two very radical assumptions, right? One is that an Eruv is needed for lighting candles, and two, that it's not enough to make an Erev Tavshilin. I need to articulate everything I want to accomplish with my Erev Tavshilin. If I want to cook, I need to say that. If I want to bake, I need to say that. If I want to insulate food, I got to say that. If I want to light candles, I got to say that. Right? Neither of those are obvious.
So what does that mean, to lighting candles from one yontif to the next?
No, from yontif to Shabbos.
No, what about one yontif to the next? You're not allowed to.
Correct. Yes. Well, that for sure you can't, because that's hachana for what's halachically chol. Right? Barring the article you sent me.
What? What we do.
Well, so that's the question, is you, right, it's a bit complicated. What do we do? Yeah. So, right, so this is what some of the Rishonim are going to challenge, is as we'll see, right, what's the fundamental difference between lighting a candle and preparing food? Why would, if I asked you, Misvara, why would you think you obviously do not need an Erev Tavshilin for lighting candles, right? Tosfos assumes you do, but why would you say you don't? Don't think 21st century, think, right, think the, 5th century, right, when the Gemara is being written.
You're taking from one fire to another,
and
using
very even more simply,
you're eating by the candles.
You're eating, but when are you eating? You're eating on Yom Tov. Meaning, yeah. It's not just right. Think about it. If you're lighting your candles 5 minutes before it gets dark, right, as it's getting dark, and you don't have electric lights, this is your light in the house. So we have a whole dion of Hoil by Yom Tov. Let's say I cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's possible guests might come and I would use the food on Yom Tov and not Shabbos. If I light a candle, anytime I light a candle on Yom Tov, it might be also for Shabbos, but it's clearly also for Yom Tov. Like, it's getting dark, right?
That's your light.
That's my light. Like, why would I ever need an Erev Tavshilin? There's no Hoil involved. It's a reality. It's not like, the 21st century, there are poskim who say that you aren't allowed to make a bracha on Hadlakas Neros because it's superfluous, because you have lights on, right? And therefore, like serious poskim, like Ramosha Feinstein and Rishlomo Zalman Orbach, both came up with ways to not make a bracha on lighting. They did make a bracha, but not on the candles. Either what they did was, they lit the candles when the lights were off in the house, right? They turned off the lights where the candles were, made the bracha, or their wives made the bracha, and then, one of them, what he would do is he would stand there while his wife was lighting, she would say the bracha, light the candles, and he would turn on the lights, so the bracha would be on both, but so that she would light it in the dark, right? And the other one had his wife turn on the lights, I think, l'shem Shabbos, along with the along with the candles. But barring the 21st century, or the 20th century for them, where we all have light and therefore the Shabbos candles are superfluous, in their time, the candle benefited you immediately. So why should you need it? Right? Well, you're right. The Hasidish poskim just say, what are you talking about? It's about ambiance. It's about near, you know, it's kinyan mitzvah v'tara or. It's about the symbolance of candles. It's about whatever. But there are, but Ramosha and Shlomo Zalman, I don't even know if this is even written down. I just know this al peh from like, I don't know if it's, I think
it was a known.
Yeah, this is like known. It's not like it's yadua that this is. And Rav Shechter also is very makbid on this.
Yeah, and the Rav used to suggest it too.
Yeah, I mean, I heard this when I was in like elementary school from, you know, but yeah, I mean, the Rav Shechter suggests forms of this as well based on the Rav. So this is pretty standard. So that would be the simple shot. Okay. Also, Erev Tavshilin, every piece of evidence we've had until now is that Erev Tavshilin is about food stuff. So I understand that the candle sort of relates to the meal. Like, it does. I mean, that's the point. It allows you to see while you're eating and things like that. But it has other functions as well. So it would be very strange that this would be the only time we suddenly hear that Erev Tavshilin isn't just about food. And yet, Tosos thinks, no, you have to light Erev Tavshilin. Sorry, you have to light Erev Tavshilin. You have to make an Erev Tavshilin and articulate that it's for lighting candles, or you aren't allowed to do it. And again, his two chidushim are that you need an Erev for lighting at all, and two, that you need to articulate every malacha you want to accomplish through the Erev Tavshilin. So that is what's challenged by other Rishonim and Achronim. So if we look now at 12, the Bach says, Afal pi shalot tiknu el ikar si'uda, hainu de'ein tzarech lasas Erev elami pas v'tavshil shuhu ikar si'uda. Avot zorach lahazgir kol davar she'aser lasos below erev ad kan l'shono. Right, so he's paraphrasing now the position of Tosfos, right? That even though you don't have to light a separate candle, you right? I mean, he's paraphrasing people who. Okay, so he's paraphrasing Tosfos. He's citing other Rishonim who say the same thing as Tosfos. Fine. So Tosfos had said that even though Erev Tavshilin, the Iker Erev Tavshilin is food, is cooking and baking, you'd need to articulate every malacha you're doing. But the Bach says, V'zeh shalokidas harif v'harambam, delokosvu elulafu yevashulei. The Rif and the Rambam just don't believe in this at all, because their girsa, their text is, with this I'm allowed to cook and bake, period. There is no lighting candles at all. And the position of the Rambam in general, and the Rif in general, is that this is just not true. Erev Tavshilin, as we've seen, is about not preparing any malacha for tomorrow. It's about preparing the food. And that's it. If I didn't set an Erev Tavshilin, we don't poskim. Maybe Hananya in Beis Shammai thinks that you need an Erev Tavshilin to light candles, but no one else believes that. Everyone else believes Erev Tavshilin is about a meal. And that's it. That's all there is to it. Meal things you need Erev Tavshilin, not meal things you don't. But then he quotes a shocking position, absolutely shocking position of the Maharshal. Because so far, we've seen, you have the Rif and the Rambam who think that Erev Tavshilin is only about cooking and baking. You have the Tosos who think you need to mention lighting candles. You have Hananya's position of Beis Shammai that you need to actually light a candle, but we don't paskin like that, but it's the position of Hananya. The Maharshal decided he was going to introduce a chumrah that no one had ever seen. V'da, the Maharshal v'tshuvas v'simanayim ches, laman midivrei harash, da aser lishchot b'yom tov sheni letzarach Shabbos, afilu asa eruvei tavshilin, kevan shelo hisne. V'lo perish v'lishchot, Maharshal says, I'm going to take Tosfos one step further. Tosfos said that if I want to cook, I need to say so. If I want to bake, I want to say so. If I want to light candles, I got to say so. Maharshal says, not just that. Anything you want to do, any of the 39 malachas you want to do for Shabbos, you got to mention, including Shechita. You want a shecht from Yom Tov Shabbos, you'd better mention that in your Erev Tavshilin. Otherwise, you can't shecht from Yom Tov Sheni to Shabbos. If you didn't say it, you can't do it. He says, because what did Tosfos say? Tosfos had two chidushim. One is that you need to mention lighting candles, and two, that anything you want to do, you need to mention. So he takes that second chiddush and pushes it and says, yeah, Tosfos means it. Everything must be explicitly stated. Anything you don't say doesn't count. And then he says something really strange. He says, just like I have to say, lighting candles, and that doesn't is not included in Lime'evad Kol Tzarchana, right? Because the end of the text of Erev Tav Shilin is, with this Erev, I can do everything I need to do. The Maharshal says, everything you need to do doesn't count, doesn't include Shechting. And even though the Rush says that's not true, Dacha, he says it's not, he rejected the Rush. But then the Bach says, no, Vishari Le Mare, Dain, something to Mudalishchot, come first, but it was a Rush. What are you talking about? The Rush didn't say it was also, the Rush is right, it's Mutter. Bistam Velo Domi Le Maitre Chin Le Farish Let Muni Lad Luke Shraga, the Hossam, Gave the Efshar Levos, Le Vashal, Tzarach Shavas, Vain Tzarach Lahatman, Vain Efshar Velo Ad Lokas Nair, Shain Zamekra Suda, Valishchot Pshita, Shubuchla, Le Vushule, She Efshar Le Vashal, and Lo Yishchot Trila, Vain Shamalochos, the Bach and the Taz says this even stronger, says, I don't get it. I understand. Tosas has this weird chiddush that cooking is cooking, baking is baking, and then there's a category of things that are not really cooking, not really baking, but are sort of meal related, so you need to articulate them. Because for whatever reason, he thinks that Erev Tav Shilin, you need to articulate everything. So I get it. It's a bit weird, but fine. But the reason that Tosos thinks the words Kol Tzarchana, everything I need to do, doesn't include lighting candles, is because lighting candles is distinct enough from cooking that I understand. If you think that Erev Tav Shilin only works when I say, I am using Erev Tav Shilin to be matir this, so then you need to say, and I'm cooking, and I'm lighting candles. But if you didn't shech the animal, what are you cooking? Right? Livashule utzolt kol tzarchana should at least include everything that needs to be done to cook. Otherwise, why are you saying kol tzarchana? I can do everything I need to do. Everything I need to do either means everything, which is what most people think it means, and that's why you don't have to say, I'm lighting my candle. But at least it means everything that's necessary for cooking. Right? As he said, ikar seuda, Erev Tav Shilin is about ikar seuda, is about your meal. And everything which is subsumed in the meal is mutter from an Erev Tav Shilin. He doesn't understand the Marshal's position at all. So what we have then again is, what do you need actually for an Erev Tav Shilin? So you have the way we paskin me'ikr hadin, according to, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah following the Rambam, following the Rif, is Erev Tav Shilin, really all you need to do is set aside one cooked food, and it might not even be ma'akev if you don't articulate what you're doing. Then you have the position of Rabbeinu Tam, that you need a cooked food and a baked food, but that's it. You have the position of Chananya, that you need a cooked food, a baked food, an insulated food, and a candle, but we reject that because it's Beishamai. And then you have the question of articulation. What do you need to articulate? So, probably, as we'll see in many Rishonim, nothing. It's good to articulate, but if you don't, everything is still mutter, as long as you made an Erev Tav Shilin. According to Tosfos, simple pshat, according to the Bach, is you need to articulate every basic category. Cooking, baking, you know, non-meal-related things. But anything which is meal-related, which is not cooking or baking, is subsumed in Kol Tzarchana. And then you have the position of Marshal, that no, no Erev in the world works until you say, I am doing this. If you don't say, I'm doing this with my Erev Tav Shilin, it is usur, including Shechita. Okay, if you continue, look at the Rashba says as follows. So the Rashba, as I said, paskins what I think is mainstream Rishonim, is that you don't have to say that. When it says, it's not saying that without an Erev Tav Shilin you can't light a candle, and it's not saying that you need to articulate everything you're going to do. It's just telling you, Sidura de Shulchana, what are you probably doing with your Erev Tav Shilin? You're going to cook, you're going to eat, you're going to bake, you're going to light candles, you're going to do Hadmana, all that stuff. It's not saying that you need to articulate, it's not saying you need to set anything aside for it. It's just saying that's what you're going to do. He said you could be Machmir, right? Shaper Damil Achmure. But really, Mikradin, as I said, you don't need to say anything. All you need is one cooked food, you don't need to say a thing, and everything is mutter. The Rosh Yosef says as follows. It says, Nired mitoch amrinan behotzara vehavara lirashi. So the Rosh Yosef gives a svara for it. He says, I'm not just going to assume against Tosos. Let me explain why I don't agree with Tosos, right? Because so far we've just seen people who don't agree with Tosos. But he said, why in the end of the day is Tosos wrong? I mean, why would you say that the only things you need to articulate are Bishol and Afia? Why don't you need to, let's say, I'm making an Erev Tavshil and Ladluke Shraga? Meaning, we assume you don't have to, but in the end of the day, why not? Meaning, lighting fire is a malacha. Why don't I need an Erev Tavshilin for it? So the Rosh Yosef says, it's very simple. He said, look, near to be toch amrin and beotzah v'havara. Rashi afilu ein tzarach klal na misharim derabban aser. Im kein yishlomer lo tzrich chazal Erev Tavshilin al malacha dvar Torah kiravashi reish reg yom tov sheyiz kram yom tov l'shabbos lo. He said, there's a principle that we've seen of mitoch. And Rashi, following, and the Rambam says the similar thing, says that there's two levels to mitoch. There are some malachos which on Yom Tov become totally mutter. For example, fire, right, and carrying, right, havara and hotzah. They're totally mutter. There are some malachos that are only mutter litzorech, like bishul, right. I only can cook if I need the food on Yom Tov. The limitations on havara and hotzah that we have, that you're only allowed to do it l'shem Yom Tov, is only midarabana. Midaraisa, mitoch, gets rid of the malacha of havara and hotzah totally. So the Rosh Yosef says, look, that means that cooking and baking, is it mutter on Yom Tov? No, it's mutter l'tzorech. Therefore, I need to make an Erev Tavshilin because it's sort of usser, and we're allowing you to do it on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and therefore you need to at least make an Erev Tavshilin. But what about lighting your candle? Lighting your candle is havara. Havara is not a malacha at all on Yom Tov, midaraisa. So why should I need to make an Erev Tavshilin to allow lighting candles? On a very simple level, you only need an Erev Tavshilin to be matir things which are usser. You don't need an Erev Tavshilin to be matir things which are mutter. And therefore, if havara is one of the two malachos that doesn't exist at all on Yom Tov, so then, why would I need a tefillin? Says Koshkim Yom Tov L'chol Mashenkin Adlaka Shuavara B'Yom Tov L'chol Leket Vartara Kiim Derabanan Ein Zarech Lazer Shul Zer Tefillin Avala Tosus L'Shitasam. He said that why does Tosus not agree with this analysis? Because if you remember Daf Yud Bet, there's a machlokes whether what I just said is true. Rashi thinks that Havara is totally mutter on Yom Tov. Tosus thinks that it's not. It's only mutter l'tzorech. So the Rosh Yosef says, look, the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether you need to make an Erev Tavshilin for lighting candles, is just a subset of their machlokas, whether, in general, you need a tzorech to permit you to light a candle on Yom Tov. Rashi says, midaraisa, you're allowed to light any fire you want on Yom Tov with no tzorech at all. If you're allowed to do that, then why would you need Erev Tavshilin? It's not usser. If you think, like Tosfos, that no, even lighting fires is only necessary when it's litzorech, so then, it's fundamentally Asr on Yom Tov with a Heter. It's Asr with a Heter. That's when we use Erev Tavshilin to be Matar things, which are primarily Asr. So that is the position of the Rosh Yosef. But again, Halacha L'maisa, we don't really write Paskin like this Chumrav Tosus. We're Machmir for it, but we don't really have to. And if you look in 15 and 16, right, we'll, and the rest here is halacha l'maisa. We'll see how it plays out. So if you look at the Rambam, for example, the Rambam just says, "Hamaneach Erev Tavshilin Chayv Levarich." If you said an Erev Tavshilin, you need to make a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Me'acholam Hashikachanu Zavet Sivanu Ala Erev VeOmer VeErev Zeh Yutarli LaFot LaVashal Miyom Tov Shlamachar Shabbos. And you say, with this Erev, I can cook and I can bake. That's it. And the Beis Yosef says, "I'm going to be divrei Aram shekasavti itzal nusach lashon eruv near that lakas near ino tali be'eruv." The simple pshat is that the Rambam does not paskin like Tosfos because he doesn't mention anything about candles. The Taz though comes to the defense of Tosfos, and he says, "No, you know why you need an Erev Tavshilin for candles? The opposite of what I would have assumed. Right? I think that." You don't need a heter for lighting candles. I said practically because any candle you light on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, is for Yom Tov now and for Shabbos, so why would you ever need anything, right? So there's the practical svara that I gave, which is any candle you light, you're using on Yom Tov already, so it's mutter. There's the halachic svara of the Rosh, or the Rosh Yosef, which is that lighting a fire, at least according to Rashi, is mutter lechatchila, so why would you need a heter? The Taz, defending Tosfos, says the opposite. So the Rosh Yosef said, no, Tosfos thinks that lighting fires is fundamentally Asur. The Taz says, not only is it Asur, it's worse. Because he says, V'hu hadin nami ladluke shraga demucha milsa shosa b'shel Shabbos. You need it because it's clear that it's for Shabbos. Dari madlik boda yom gadol, because you're lighting during the day. V'shraga b'tia ramayahani. What's the, right? A candle during the day is pointless. And therefore, it's the worst of all malachos that... So therefore, Habamin Zelenichel Bachlal, the Milevit Kol Tzarchana. Therefore, I would have thought that it's not included at all in Kol Tzarchana. Right? That, so he assumes this vision of Tosfos. Not necessarily how he's posking, but explaining Tosfos, he said, why does Tosfos go so crazy? The opposite of what I said. Not because you always need candles. During day, you never light candles.
What does it say during the day?
Because you're lighting it before Shkia. Right?
That during the day?
Well, exactly. My Svara is no. If you're in a house, yeah, right, with no lights, we all know that, right, as many windows as you have, right, if you have a lot of windows, fine. So even close to sunset, it's going to be pretty light because there's still light in the sky. But if you live in, like, I don't know, an old style 2,000 year old house, right, with like a cutout window in the wall, right, it's only light when. There's a lot of light in the sky. An hour, you know, half an hour before sunset, at the sun setting, if the window isn't in the right direction, you got no light. So Taz tries to defend Tosfos from a practical standpoint, which is, since you're lighting during the day, it must be it's for Shabbos, and that's why it's so bad. I would have said the opposite. No, you're lighting right before sunset. It's getting dark in your house. Lighting right. Your candle is for right now.
Right.
So I would have said the exact, right, punk the opposite of...
What about if...
Doesn't seem logical.
Either if you have enough light...
No, of course, right? You could always say,
a bigger candle for...
Correct. Now, obviously, you could come up with cases. Well, I already have a candle. What if I'm lighting a second candle? You're right. But, you know, still, every, you know, until the invention of electric lights, every candle added light. If you're outside, no. But in the house, right, one candle, two candles, there's a difference. You know, like, from those times when you have blackouts and you're using candles, you know, one candle allows you to see, but two candles is better than one, and, you know, I mean... We had a blackout in Gush like 3 years ago, right after Hanukkah. So I still had like my menorah, you know. So I just pulled the menorah and I lit, you know, 8 candles. Like, exactly.
It's even true. He says, "Biyom hayom gadol."
Right. So I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what he thinks you're like. Whatever. I don't know what he thinks you're lighting. Okay. But that's his quasi-defense anyways. I'm not totally convinced. I mean, I hear what he's saying. Sometimes either I have a candle or it's light enough. But I think Rova's man, you're lighting before Shkia. It could already be getting dark. So maybe the simple answer is the reason you don't need an Erev Tav Shilin for lighting candles is because of Bechlal, right? It's clear that it's for Yom Tov and not just for Shabbos. Okay. Just to look at Halach L'maisa, though. 18:19, Shulchan Aruch. This will summarize the last three little, these three mini sugyas. So. Shulchan Aruch, Chozer v'notel miyada, Zochel, Mavarech ha-mitzvos Erev v'omer, B'deni hei shara lana lafuyei lavav shulei latmunei laduke, Shalom eved kol tzarchana miyom tel l'shabes, Lana u'laploni, u'laploni, Umrei ira zos, u'mishen yodeo l'ashon ha-kodesh, Yachal omer v'lashon la'ashem eved. So Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, you should say the whole gamut of things, and the Ramah says, and you can say in whatever language you understand. But if you look at, right, we'll skip back and forth to the Mishnah Berurah, but if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says, first of all, Omer b'dein yehei sharalana v'chulei, muchuch das ramah l'kamon sivchaf, as we'll see, the amira zu ma'akev, the ramah paskens like Tosfos, that amira is ma'akev, v'yesh cholkin b'zeb, and many people disagree, like the Rambam, like the Rashba, v'omrim shein zeh l'chadchila ha'im shachach lislan ba. Now, while the Ramah paskens like Tosfos, therefore, that you need to articulate everything, the Mishnah Berurah says the Achronim follow the Rashba here and say that you don't really have to, and therefore, if you forgot, you made an Erev Tav Shilin, but if you forgot to articulate it, it's fine. Kevan Shehichin Tavshil Hatilo Abishal Vizbar Lekaman Sivchav. So, therefore, Ramah, as we'll see, seems to pasken like Tosfos, need to articulate, Shulchan Aruch does not. Mishnah Berurah thinks that. L'chadchila you should, but if you don't, it's fine. Ladluke shraga, he says, v'yesha kasu gam lafuke. Some say that you even need to say, I'm allowed to carry. U'miu b'diavadim lo eskirin l'hani tarte l'kule amin l'hachmer n'cholam b'levet kol tzarchana. But he pushes back, right? This is pushing back on the Marshal, and says, no, kol tzarchana at least includes everything. Right? Carrying, lighting fire, and things like that. So you do not need to articulate it, even if you would lechatchila. Lemevik kol tzarchana v'shuv mutar kamol olalachos, and then you're allowed to do everything. The kasva achronim, the achronim say the gam shchita nechalos bazeh, that this is shchita against the marshal. Mikol makom lechatchila tov lefard b'hadin gam shchita. If it's better, so say shchita too. Great. Mutar leha. Okay. So now going back to shulchan aruch siv tes mishalo aniach erev mutar lahadlik ner shal shabbos v'ezosrim. If you didn't say an erev, you're allowed to light the candle. And some say you're not. So that's the machlokas, as we saw, Tosfos and the Rambam. So Mishnah Berurah says, Mutter lahadlik, dad lahadlokas haner ein tzaruch eruv. The reason you would say that you're allowed to is you don't need an eruv for it. And that's why, ein omrim bin nosach bahadeni eruv ad lo keshvarga, which is the Rambam's position. V'yesh osrim, which is Tosfos, that you need an Erev Tavshilin to light candles. Harbe Achronim eskimu de Iker Kedeazu. Many Achronim agree with Tosfos. Ulakach anu omrim benusach badin Eruva gam lad luke shaga de gamze nita al yidea Eruv. And therefore, lechatchila, we say, you have to light candles. Ela de imen yich Eruv lo amar. But if you didn't, ein asr b'diavan. You don't, then b'diavan, you're allowed to light the candle. Because again, the Mishnah Berurah, at least, thinks that Maker Adin, we don't paskin like Tosfos, we paskin like the Rambam. Many Achronim agree with Tosfos, so lechatchila you should, but we don't have to. Demele lo nigra zeh, gam zeh, avalam lo niach klal, aser. But if you didn't leave it at all, so then the Achronim say you can't do it. Rakne echad mutar lahadlik lechofen, v'yesh mekilin kedir rishona. But he says many are mekil, that you not only do not need to articulate, you don't need an erev tefshilin at all, like the Shulchan Aruch. And kol masharotzeh lechatchila nochon shiikna lachirin, v'hem medliku lo, v'hem yistaku b'ner echad. So he said, lechatchila, so let somebody else light for you, right? Be machane to them and let them light, or just use one candle and rely on kedei chayev. But again, the Mishnah Berurah seems to make our din paskin not like Tosos. He's machmir for Tosos, but really he paskins like the Rambam. And therefore, if you don't make an erev tefshilin, you could light. If you only light one candle, you're also relying on kedei chayev. If you want to be machmir, so good, give the candles to somebody else. So, again, on the question of articulation, Shulchan Aruch paskins lechatchila that you should be machmir for Tosfos, but b'di'eved you do not need to articulate everything. As for lighting candles, Shulchan Aruch is brings both deos that you either need erev tefshilin for lighting candles or not. The Mishnah Berurah notes that many achronim are machmir maker adin like Tosfos, but he is inclined not to, and he thinks really you don't need erev tefshilin for lighting candles, but he notes that if you want to be machmir, so you have two options. Either light one candle kedei chayav, as the Gemara said, is mutter even without an erev tefshilin, or if you don't want to do that, so have somebody else light for you. Fine, back to Shulchan Aruch, Sif Ches, Mishalo Erev, if you didn't make an erev tefshilin, Kishem Shasr Lavashal Asmo, Kachasr Lavashal Achirim, if you didn't make an erev, you can't cook for others, Afil Bevesam, Vagam Achirim Asmo Vashalom, they can't cook for you, Vein Lo Takana, and you have two options, Ela Sheitin Kimcho Vetavshil Lachirim, She'erevu B'matana Vein Ofen Vashalom and Mosin Lo, either give away your food and let them cook for you as a gift, Afil Bevesam Yichol Mavashel, so Shulchan Aruch says we paskin maknikim kol achirim, and he quotes a yesh omrim that we paskin kidei chayav. So if you don't have anybody else around, you're allowed to cook minimally for yourself. The Rama says v'meniach eruv lo hiskra malachus behedya. This is what Mishnah Berurah noted before. If you don't explicitly say the melachos you're going to do, El Omer B'dein, Ye Sharlan Levit Kol Tzarchana, Havik Kimishalo Eruv Klal, the Ramah Paskins like Tosfos, if you don't articulate the melachos, so then it is Asr. But again, the Mishnah Berurah noted that most of the Achronim are not Machmir, like the position of the Ramah. Siv Chaf Aleph, Im Nizgar Shal Eruv Kodem Su the Shachras, and if you remember before lunch that you didn't make an Eruv, Yivashal Harbi B'Kedir Achaz Yosef Shabbos, so cook a lot for your meal and leave over for Shabbos. And the Ramah tells you, even if you want to say that lighting a candle is also the Erev Tavshilin, you have an easy solution, right? If you realize in the morning that you don't have a candle, so light a Yahrzeit candle in the morning of Yom Tov, and then it will last from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So big deal. And the Mishnah Berurah just summarizes. And Samach Aleph says, first of all, Ve'ein Sham Achirim. If there are other people aren't there, so says Achronim Askimu Dafil Yesha Machirim El Shena Rotzel Aknos Lehem Meiza Tam Gamkin Mutar Lefos Pasachas the Achronim Paskin Kidei Chayev, and therefore, if you don't cook, if you didn't send an Erev Tavshilin, rather, even if there are other people around, if you don't want to give it to them, don't worry about it. You're allowed to cook it. But Mishnah Berurah says it's better to have other people cook your bake your second loaf of bread, because as we noted, lahalacha, you may only be allowed to bake one loaf of bread and not two, and if you want two, so then you need somebody else. B'tzimtzum pas echad, he says, afilu pas gadol shilo dai l'chol ha-shabbos. He said, when you bake that bread, it can be as big as you want. Meaning, it's one loaf of bread, but it could be as big as you want. Ve'otiru lo b'chol zek de'chayim mishum kavod Shabbos. And the reason it's mutter, because it's kavod Shabbos. U'pashut im yesh lo pas echad, shenish lo miyom tov asr lo lefes mishum lechem mishnah. And obviously, if you have leftover bread, you can't now cook a second one for lechem mishnah. So again, some of the Akron would think you might be able to. He says, no, you're not. Heavy Mosh Lo Erov. So here he just notes that this is the position of Tosvos, that the Takana of Erev Tavshilin, you have to articulate everything, but in the second line he says, but many of the Achronim say that it's only Lechatchila, and his Maskana therefore is that Lechatchila you should be Machmir and you should articulate the Malachos. If you don't, it's not the biggest deal in the world, because B'di'evid we don't Paskin like Tosvos. And that's what he notes in Samach Dalet as well, that even if you say nothing, it's not ma'akev. And then the last one, said, when the Ramah says you could light a candle and leave it over, he means that you can light a candle and then put it wherever you want, right? You're not limited to leave it where it was lit. It's fine. So again, just to summarize l'halacha, the questions we've seen, do we paskin that if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to cook k'dei chayav? So the Rif and the Rambam do not paskin that you're allowed to. The Balayetas, many of the other Rishonim, do. Shulchan Aruch therefore brings it as a Yesh Omrim, and the Mishnah Berurah assumes that we paskin the halacha that you are allowed to cook kedei chayav, even if there are other people around. You can choose the option of cooking minimally for yourself, if that's what you want to do, but that's limited, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands, to one loaf of bread, and therefore if you want lechem mishnah or you want more food, you've got to ask somebody else. In terms of articulating all the malachos in Erev Tavshilin, Tosos thinks you need to articulate. The Marshal thinks you need to articulate even Shechita. Here, again, many of the Achronim are Machmir, like the position of Tosos, as is the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah pushes back and says that's only Lechatchila, but B'di'evet, if you don't articulate the malachos, as long as you make the Erev Tavshilin, it is fine. Do you need to leave aside both a cooked and a baked food? So again, Maker Adin, we seem to paskin you only need one food, but the minhag is to be machmir, like the position of Rabbeinu Tam, that you have a cooked food and a baked food, but nothing else. Are you allowed to light candles without an Erev Tavshilin? So Tosafos says no, the Rambam says yes, Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. Mishnah Berurah assumes that Maker Adin, we paskin that you are allowed to light the candle, even if you don't want to light the candle. So the Ramah gives you an Eitzah, that what you should do is you should light a candle earlier in the Yom Tov day and use it on Yom Tov and then just leave it over if you want to be Machmir. But Maker Adin, the Mishnah Berurah argues with the Ramah and thinks the consensus of Achronim is that it is Mutter. So that is the summary of these three mini-issues, and then next week we will do Binyan B'Kelim.